Talk of impeachment is the hot topic in Washington after yet another political bombshell involving the president, hard on the heels of a Washington Post article that Donald Trump revealed highly classified information to the Russian foreign minister and the ambassador in a White House meeting last week. Comes a report from the New York Times today. It says the ousted FBI director James Comey has a memo saying that in February, the president urged him to end the investigation into the former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn over his links with the Russians. If accurate, it means the president tried to directly interfere in or obstruct that inquiry. There are now calls on Capitol Hill for Mr. Comey to appear before Congress to testify about all aspects of his investigation into links between the Trump campaign and Russia. Here is our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks.
The Trump White House is no stranger to crisis, but this one is of a different quality to all the others. The disclosure that James Comey, the ousted FBI director, kept memos of all his conversations with President Trump is political and possibly legal kryptonite. He claims that in February, one-on-one in the Oval Office, the president urged him to drop his investigation into ties between National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, a key member of the president's campaign team last year, and the Russians. If it's true, it's the clearest evidence yet that the president was trying to obstruct justice.
I don't know if it's true yet, but I want to find out if that's actually out there.
That's Jason Chaffetz, the chairman of the House of Representatives Oversight Committee, just one of a growing number of President Trump's fellow Republicans now actively distancing themselves from the White House. In a letter, he ordered the FBI to hand copies of all Mr. Comey's memos over to his committee by the middle of next week. Other Republicans want Mr. Comey to testify publicly on Capitol Hill about his notes and the conversations they record. Democrats are salivating. Charles Schumer is their leader in the U.S. Senate.
The country is being tested in unprecedented ways. I say to all of my colleagues in the Senate, history is watching.
On America's news programs, the talk is of possible moves to impeachment.
Are we getting closer and closer to the possibility of yet another impeachment process?
Reluctantly, Wolf, I have to say yes, simply because obstruction of justice is such a serious offense.
That's Senator Angus King, an independent from Maine. But some Republicans, like Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, expressed irritation that Mr. Comey is leaking news of the memos to the press and not talking directly to lawmakers.
I'm not going to make a decision based on a New York Times story. If Mr. Comey is alleging the president did something inappropriate, I don't want to read a memo. I want to hear from him.
At the White House, they are under siege. President Trump said to be isolated, angry, and no longer trusting even his closest aides. In a statement, the White House denied the president ever instructed the FBI director to terminate the investigation, setting up a direct clash between Donald Trump's version of events and James Comey's. But with the credibility of the White House already at a very low ebb, that very battle itself is politically perilous for President Trump.
Simon Marks, on yet another tumultuous day in Washington. Tumultuous is just the norm there now, isn't it?